Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, and it is a very fun job to have as we are on pace for yet another record-breaking month, especially in regards to enrollments. We got lots and lots and lots of people coming into this business. In fact, this may be the very first month that we enroll 5,000 new members into Purium, and that's really exciting for me. You know, our mission, our movement, our focus is to get 1 million families off of processed foods, eating healthier, joining the Purium lifestyle, eating cleaner and greener. You know, the game plan is to find 1,000 people in 100 communities who want to help 10 families each eat cleaner and greener. We call it the 1 million mom movement. We're looking for 1 million moms. We know that moms are the main decision makers in the world of nutrition and food and health for families. But you don't have to be a mom or even a woman, anybody who wants to be part of that movement, who understands the importance of health and wellness is certainly welcome. And we're glad that you're on the line tonight. Obviously, you're a promoter of that mission and that movement. And so I just wanted to share the good news with you that we continue to move forward thousands of people at a time now. And as I said, one of the main reasons is this $1 membership mayhem promotion. And so I think it's a great opportunity for you to connect with people around the lifestyle, around the Million Mom Movement. And you know, the transformation is that gateway into what we do and how we do it. And it's that gateway into a healthier lifestyle. But the reality is that 10 days can only do so much. Certainly, it's going to reset your metabolism. It's going to set you on a better path. Most people lose a whole bunch of weight. But the reality is, if you can get people to make the commitment to the lifestyle for at least 90 more days, if they're willing to have Power Shake and have aminos and have a pop of cherry and try out some scoop of greens and try out some Joint Flex and try out some super Life and some probiotic and some Enzyme Advantage, and my goodness, there's no shortage of amazing products that can improve people's lives. And so that $1 membership may have, for me and for us, is important because it's that entryway to make it simpler and easier to get people involved in the movement and in the lifestyle. So I hope that's a big part of what you're sharing as you're promoting that membership mayhem. And like I say, we're on pace to shatter the records of the number of new members we're bringing in. And we're going to be talking a little bit tonight about not only bringing them in, but beginning with the end in mind of building a team of people that duplicate the right activities. But before we get to that, I want to talk a little bit about conventions. We've got a couple of different major events, one going on in Europe. That's June 6th and 7th in Rosenheim, Germany. And we've got some, you know, important announcements. Most importantly is the gift card marketing system is going to be coming to Europe, all throughout Europe. The majority of our business is in Germany and Austria. We've got a really nice growing team in the UK. More and more countries popping up all the time. I know there's some folks in Italy and some folks in Greece, and lots of people going to be coming out to that Rosenheim, Germany event. And I'll tell you what, we're doing something really special with the gift cards that we are not even doing here in the U.S. So not even doing here in Canada. So something that's going to elevate the concept of the gift card, especially for the European market. Really, really fun stuff. Got an opportunity to share that with the Field Advisory Board last week, and they're excited. So we will bring it to the U.S. for sure. And as we get into our countdown to the convention here, as we get closer to our Ignite conference in the United States, you know, we'll start talking a little bit about what we're doing with the gift cards in Europe. But we're also going to be doing a new website in both English and German. We're going to be having bilingual labels. So right now our labels in Europe are only in German. We're going to begin rolling out the English language labels, and several of them are going to be hitting the market in the month of June. We're going to have a new English language starter kit. So more and more, we're going to be converting our business to look and feel like Purium, and try to make the businesses more and more seamless. And you're going to be hearing a lot about that as we roll into June and July. And there's big opportunities over in Europe, and we'll just start to put the pieces of the puzzle in place. So if you know anyone in Germany, you know anyone in Austria, or anywhere around Europe, let them know that they can get in front of the wave and utilize timing to their advantage, because there's no question that some of the biggest growth that we're going to see is going to be over in Europe here over the next 6 months. But, you know, the United States and Canada, as I said, definitely growing right now, and the catapult for the back half of the year is going to be that convention, the Ignite convention in Anaheim. And David Sandoval and I were talking a little bit more about this idea of having a countdown to convention and starting to leak out and starting to share a bit more information with you about what's actually going to be happening at convention. And so we consider you partners in our business together. So we're certainly going to keep some surprises for you, but going to be sharing a couple of things that we are going to be doing at convention to make you even more inspired to get your convention tickets. And so speaking of convention tickets, one of the things that we do, did I lose everybody here? Because it looks like for some reason the conference call was dropped.
I'm here, David, but I do see that the rest of the call has disappeared.
I'm in.
I hear you.
Right.
I'm here.
All right.
I hear you.
Hey, David,
you're
still here.
David, I hear you.
We're
clear.
Okay.
Somehow
our conference viewer got shut off. But I'm not sure, John, what we got going on here. So, let me see here. I'm getting some text messages in, and let's see if people did get dropped or whether that's just something on our panel there, John. Yeah, it says people are still on. So, what I was sharing was we're going to be.
We hear you in Hollywood.
Convention. All right. Well, it sounds like the bridge is open. I'm going to go ahead and see if I can turn this into kind of in this weird spot here. Let's see.
Oh, yeah. You're in the coffee shop.
All righty. Well, I was talking about, this countdown to convention and the idea of getting more people to convention. And importantly, we've had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that have committed to being at convention. And one of the benefits of making that commitment early and having your convention tickets early, as long as you enrolled a PLC member last week, you got your convention ticket, then you are qualified to be part of our promotion and win a free convention ticket, basically getting a discount back on whatever you paid for your convention ticket. And I've got two winners plus a backup person just in case we don't have our two winners on the line. So hopefully we didn't lose everybody. And I'm going to go ahead and announce a name. And if this name is yours, if you want to hit *6, you can claim your convention ticket. And the first winner is Gina Hansen from Hawaii. Gina, are you on the line? Hit *6. Let us know. Gina Hansen, are you on the line? All righty. So I'm not sure whether we had Gina or not. Gina, if you were on the line or are on the line and can't get through, then just text me or email me, and we will make sure that you get your convention ticket. And the second winner is from California. His name is Doug Ranger. Doug, are you on the line? It's *6. Doug Ranger, you on the line?
Hey, Dave, Doug Ranger.
All right, congratulations, Doug Ranger. So,
thank you.
We've got a free ticket or a discount on the ticket that you already purchased. So, congratulations, and glad that you'll be at convention, and more glad that you'll be there for free.
Wonderful. I'm shocked.
All righty. Well, good, good, good. Well, I'm glad that you're shocked. Assume in a good way.
Thank you, David.
All right. Well, good enough. You can hit *6 again. And all righty. Well, sorry for the technical challenges we've had, and we'll reach out to Gina Hansen and make sure that that she has the opportunity, if she was on the line, to let us know that. So tonight's call, the training call, is on the concept of duplication. And I think that the concept of duplication is very, very important. I'm going to go ahead and try to totally mute the lines here. Excellent. So the concept of duplication is really, really important. And I want to share a couple of analogies, a couple of quotes, and a couple of concepts before we dig into the nuts and bolts of duplication. And the first quote that I want to share is by someone you probably heard of. He's one of the world's first billionaires, and his name was J. Paul Getty. And J. Paul Getty had a quote that said, "I'd rather have 1% of the efforts of 100 people than 100% of the efforts of my own. I'd rather have 1% of the efforts of 100 people than 100% of the efforts of my own." And you may have heard that quote before. I heard that quote, and I have to admit that for years and years, I didn't agree with it. Now, J. Paul Getty was a billionaire. I'm not. So I probably should have been listening more closely or thinking harder. But for me, I always thought, you know, I'm an above-average person. And then as above-average person, if I could have 1% of my efforts and 1% of 99 other average people, or I could have 100% of my own above-average efforts, I'm better off having 100% of my own efforts than 1% of other people. And that totally made sense to me for years and years and years until I realized the missing component in my thought process and what J. Paul Getty understood and what I hope you'll understand that I didn't get. And what I didn't realize was that if I use 100% of my own efforts, I have nothing left. I've used up all of my capacity. I can't do anything else, make any more money, help anyone else. I'm totally consumed by 100% of my efforts. But if I only use 1% of my efforts and use 1% of the efforts of 99 other people, guess what? I got 99% more capacity to go do a bunch of other stuff. Or better yet, to have the freedom to do whatever I want. So the beauty of our business model is based upon duplication and leverage, and the beauty is the concept of true financial freedom. And that word freedom is such an important word. When you have a linear business model, when you have a business model in which your efforts are compensated directly or the time and hours that you put in are directly compensated, then you really have no way out. It's very difficult to break out of and to end up with true freedom because you just have to work harder to make more. And with this concept of leverage, what J. Paul Getty understood and what I hope you now understand is the idea of having 1% of the efforts of 100 people is way better than having 100% of your own efforts. And the only real business model that you can do that in inexpensively is our business model, is the network marketing business model. So unless you're wealthy enough to start your own company and to leverage other people's efforts based upon starting a company with all of the costs and headaches of doing that, this is the simplest, easiest way to leverage the efforts of other people. Now, I also want to reference one other really smart person besides J. Paul Getty, and that's Albert Einstein, considered really the smartest person in the 20th century. And Albert Einstein said that compounding is one of the most powerful forces in nature. Compounding is one of the most powerful forces in nature. So not only does our business model and the concept of duplication, not only is it relevant for leverage, it's also relevant for compounding. And the simple analogy is that if you take a penny and you double it every day for 30 days, at the end of 30 days, you'll have more than $1 million. And you probably heard that analogy before. What you may not realize is that when you double it every day and go one penny to 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, by day 6, you only have 64 cents. And by day 10, you have just over $10. So you're going to double this penny every day for 30 days. You're 10 days through, and you only have 10 bucks. So you would normally think that if you have just over 10 bucks after 10 days, you're going to have just over 30 bucks after 30 days. That's the way the human mind thinks. That's not the way Albert Einstein thinks. That's not the way compounding actually works, is that in the next 20 days, you're going to make more than $1 million. Now, why that's relevant is the idea of exponential growth, the idea that you can generate wealth in a way that starts to work for you is really important. And it's also relevant because of the amount of time and effort that you put up front ends up feeling like a lot of time and effort, and you don't see many results. But because this is a highly leveraged business model, because the power of compounding works for you, it's just like that penny doubling. So you can imagine that instead of every day you're doubling, just imagine that we're talking about months. And so now you're on month two, month three, month four, month five, month six, month 10, and you look at your efforts after 10 months and you say, boy, I thought I'd be further along. I thought I'd be making more money. And what you don't realize is you may very well be on a path to true success that could happen in the next 20 months based upon the work and effort that you put in the first 10 months. And I know there are lots of people that have had that experience. Sonia Magruder comes to mind. She put in lots of time and effort in the first 10 months building and duplicating and not seeing amazing results, and then suddenly her business has bloomed here over the last 12 months in a way that's really profound, and she's making a lot of money because of the effort she put in on the first 10 months. So the idea of compounding, the idea of duplication, the idea of exponential growth, the idea of financial freedom is all awesome, and it's all based upon duplication, because it's duplication that will get you all of these amazing benefits. So we need to begin with the end in mind, and here is the end that I want you to think about, is that you're going to have new people joining your team that you've never met. Now I want you to think about that for a second. You're going to have new people joining your team that you've never met. And that's important, because if you want to have true financial success in this business, if you want to be like Brandy Shinoto and David Scoltetti and Ian Farrar and Geraldine and Arna, all of these people that have large businesses with thousands of people, they make money from thousands of people they've never met. So you may not be there yet. And that's okay, as long as you think about your business constantly imagining and focusing on and having your efforts and activities and what you're duplicating based on this concept that your business and your wealth is going to be dependent upon new people joining your team that you've never met. So let's think about that, and let's think about what are the activities, what is the blueprint that you want to set for these people that you never met, because this business is quite a bit like that old game of telephone where you start with a sentence and you pass it on to the next person and pass it on to the next person and pass it on to the next person, and once it goes through many people, then it no longer sounds like the original sentence. And the only way to make it still sound like the original sentence is to keep it simple, to keep that system simple, to keep that communication string simple. So what you want to do is you want to keep your business simple. You want to have the right activities done in the right way with a sense of urgency and a sense of simplicity. So the question is, on a regular basis, you need to be asking yourself, since this is a business of duplication, you are the blueprint. Are you worthy of duplication? If everyone on your team did what you did this week so far, if everyone on your team did what you've done so far this week, is that a good thing or not so good thing? How many healthy happy hours have you had? How many gift cards have you shared? How many people have you talked about on your team about convention? How many people are you talking about this $1 membership mayhem promotion? What are you doing to advance your business, posting on Facebook, texting, emailing, sharing? What are you doing as far as using the products correctly? How are you building your business in a way that when new people join your team that you never met, how will that be duplicated? And so we had a getting started training that we used for a while. It's really before, a precursor to the game plan. And I think the game plan is fantastic for its simplicity. And I consider that our blueprint for getting started in this business. But we still have this old getting started sell sheet, and probably something we need to update because some people find value in it. And one of the things that it talks about are these five commitments, these five principles that you want to duplicate. And I think it's important to share that here tonight. The first is integrity, and I think it's really important when you think about what you're duplicating as a business person. You know, starting with David Sandoval and Amy Venner, the idea of duplicating integrity throughout your business, just like they've done with our business, and I think that their example and the culture that they've set is so important. So integrity is the first thing. The second is to treat it like a business. You know, the more that you treat it like a business, the more you're going to make money. The more you treat it like a hobby, it's going to cost you money. So constantly be inviting people, constantly handing out gift cards, being regular and consistent with your business, which is the third principle. So the first is integrity. The second is treating it like a business. The third is promoting those gift cards, promoting the business model, promoting the healthy happy hours regularly and consistently. The fourth is following the system. The idea that we have systems in place, conference calls in place, the game plan in place, everything you need to help those new people who are joining your team that you'll never meet. And the fifth is to make a one-year commitment. And I think this is a really important piece, to make a one-year commitment, a no turn back, I'm serious about my business, I want leverage and compounding to start working for me, to make that one-year commitment. And that one-year commitment is going to help you to get the power of residual income and the power of duplication and leverage and compounding working for you. So this is a get into profit quick business and a get rich slow business. It's a get into profit quick, get rich slow business. So we want to have a sense of urgency, come out of the gate fast. We want to be promoting like crazy, using the game plan, going public, posting on Facebook, texting and emailing and having healthy happy hours. We want to create that excitement, that sense of urgency to make things happen, but understand we can get into profit quickly, but that the get rich part, the compounding part, is going to happen slowly over time with all those new people joining your team that you've never met. So what is it that we're duplicating? Number one is we're duplicating lifestyle, and I said it at the top of the call. The people who are most successful in this business, I'm so proud of the culture that they've created, the top leaders in this business, they live the lifestyle. They use the Purium product. They know the Purium product not because they've read the catalog, not because they look at the website. They know the products because they use the products on a regular basis for themselves, their family, and their friends. So dig into that lifestyle. The healthier you get, the better your business will be. The better your business will be, the healthier you'll get. So it's one of the things that's magical about this business. Just like compounding and financial freedom is magical about this business, another thing that's magical about this business is the lifestyle that it promotes and the lifestyle it creates and the commitments that it helps you to continue to be healthier. The next thing that I think is really important that you want to duplicate is a rank advancement focus. So it doesn't matter if you're a builder. It doesn't matter if you're a consultant or a director or an executive. The question is always, what's next and how am I going to get there? What's next and how am I going to get there? And the most successful people in this business have that rank advancement focus. What's next and how am I going to get there? What's next and how am I going to get there? And if you're new, if you're at the beginning of the path, you need to connect with somebody who is in your up team, somebody who's going to help you to show you the path and link arms with you and help you to understand the activities that you want to duplicate, the system that you're going to plug into, and importantly, what are your goals. Once you start to get moving, once you start to understand the rhythm, once you start to have some success, then you want to make sure that you create that sense of urgency with your team, that rank advancement mentality, and the idea of constantly having a plan. I know lots of teams are on a 90-day run, May, June, July, running right into convention. And like I say, convention is going to be really fantastic, amazing recognition, and you're going to want to get the highest rank possible across stage. So close your eyes, get clear as to what it is that you're trying to accomplish, and then use the promotions. That's another thing you want to duplicate. We put these promotions in place. We put these events in place. We put these tools in place to help make your life easier. So if you never use the game plan, it's going to be very difficult for you to duplicate. If you never use these conference calls, it's going to be very difficult for you to duplicate. If you never show up at a national convention, it's going to be very difficult for you to duplicate. And we've seen that firsthand. We've seen people who have used the tools, used the system, plugged in, used the promotions, and their business is blossoming. and we see people who don't, who think that they're smarter, who are like me, thinking I was smarter than J. Paul Getty and thinking that I could do it on my own. This is a team sport. This is a business that is, you're going to get paid based upon how coachable you are and how well you coach others, how teachable you are and how well you teach others. It's such a beautiful business model that you can advance with other people, that the efforts of your success helps other people above you, and that the efforts below you help you to be more successful. So make sure that you're utilizing that concept fully and duplicating that culture, duplicating that community, duplicating that recognition and sense of belief in each other. So, you know, they say success leaves clues. The people who are most successful are totally plugged into the lifestyle. The people who are most successful are totally plugged into a rank advancement mentality. The people that are most successful are totally plugged into the system and the events and the promotions. So success leaves clues. I'm starting to learn. I better listen to J. Paul Getty when he speaks. I'm starting to learn. I better listen to Albert Einstein when he speaks. I'm starting to learn that when people are successful, I want to follow in their footsteps, learn from them, because what they're doing is they're focused on the new people that are joining their team that they've never met. So Brandy Shinoto, David Scultetti, Ian Ferrar, Tierra Lynn and Arna, Sonia Magruder, and many, 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 many others are all doing those things and all duplicating those actions, but also the integrity and the philosophy and the concepts behind it over and over and over again. So take advantage. Make sure that you're doing those things. Understand that you're in a beautiful business model with a great company that's growing fast. We're growing in the U.S. and Canada. We're growing in Europe. And we're rolling into a couple of conventions, and I hope that you and your people will be there. I know that I will be there. I know David Sandoval will be there. And I know that at least for our U.S. convention, Doug Ranger's going to be there and be there for free. I know Gina Hansen's going to be there as well. And we'll reach out to her and find out if she's going to get her ticket for free too. So really, really appreciate you being on the line. Thanks for duplicating the right mentality and the right activities by being here tonight. And take this information and do something with it this week, especially in regards to the $1 membership mayhem promotion. So thanks for joining us tomorrow night. Got David Sandoval, Meet the Owners call. Going to be great as always. And thanks everybody for listening in. Have a good evening. And for those of you who weren't able to plug back in, sounds like the technical difficulties were resolved by some, but not by all. This call is recorded. Thanks. Good night.